Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We used to launch careers. Now we just sustain them
and kind of kill them too.
Yeah,
not very funny show.
No,
unfortunately.
Sometimes though.
Sometimes, yeah, it is a funny show.
Well, I mean, that's just how it is, right? Like, what are the odds that every single sketch you make is awful?
Especially when they only have a week to prep.
I don't know. Ask kids with problems.
Oh! Oh, dude, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Gotcha, buddy.
You fucking asshole, dude. Yeah. I you know what, but also sometimes I'm not gonna lie, and I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, but I watch some of those old SNL sketches, like the classics, and I don't think they're very funny, and everyone around me is like, oh, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it's like different humor of the time. That's
it's just nostalgic.
Yeah, like one of the prime examples is Jim Carrey comedies, for example, like Jim Carrey type comedies, the slapstick humor and all that. Those have kind of fallen out of fashion, and those used to be popular, and they still also tried to make like those weird concept, like 90s Jim Carrey movies, like Liar Liar. They made Yes Man, didn't do well. And like, you can't say Liar Liar is like a great film compared to Yes Man. I think they're both.
There's a lot of weird Jim Carrey, like, yeah. like I Love You, Man.
That's
where he goes to jail.
No, that's I Love Philip Seymour Hoffman. No, it's I Love Philip Morris.
Yes.
I Love You, Philip Morris. Some shit like
something
that.
Something like that,
remember.
Where he goes to jail.
I Love You, Man is the one with Paul Rudd and what's his name? How I Met Your Mother, Man. And he was also in the Muppets movie.
Oh, kinda Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Looks like a Muppet. No.
Neil Patrick
Jason.
Harris. Neil Patrick Harris?
No. The one that.
Neil Patrick Hoffman.
The big doofy one.
The big doofy one?
Yeah. Jason.
And I've never seen How I Met Your Mother.
I think his name's Jason.
What is How I Met Your Mother? What is the premise of that stupid show? How I Met Your Mother?
And that's exactly the premise.
Is that really the premise?
How did you deduce that?
I've been thinking lately. I've been working on my brain juices. I'm getting them flowing more.
People were upset with the finale
of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
How I Met Philip Seymour Hoffman. What was the finale shitty?
I mean, I didn't watch the show.
Give me your review.
I only know about it because people bitch about it online. That's what I know about the plot. My mom watched it every now and then, I think, like, or it was just on TV sometimes.
I just had an idea for a show we could do. It's like a show where you and I watch the first and the last episode of a TV show without ever seeing anything in between, and then try to sit down and figure out the like what happened in
that
between.
That would ruin so many shows. We'd have to do just bad shows.
Yeah, well, like,
because I wouldn't like imagine ruining Breaking Bad
or even a movie like the first and last scene.
Because Breaking Bad, if you see the opening or like the first episode and then you see the last episode, I bet you could. You're going to miss out on, of course, all the little details where you're going to be like, okay, so he...
Spoilers.
So you kind of...
Spoilers,
oh,
dude.
I'll bleep it.
He becomes a drug lord.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't...
He was always a drug lord at heart, though.
I can't believe you would spoil that he becomes a drug lord. Not cool, man. I'm rewatching it right now.
Really? I'm still not at that point where I have to be like... I feel like it has to be longer for some reason.
I just figured, I was like, yeah, I'm bored. I'll do it. I'm season three.
Although it's been like, what, 6 years since I saw the finale?
Oh, dude, then you're good, man.
Six.
I rewatched it last year, too.
The last time I saw it was when it aired.
It still holds up, of course. Like, I'm having a great time watching it.
I remember binging that. I think I was going on, like, a Disney trip with my mom, and my girlfriend was coming along with, you know, just as a third wheel. And
she was the third wheel?
Yeah. And I started binging it on an iPad during that road trip.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember going to Disney World with a family friend, just me and him. And the funny thing was, I thought it was my uncle. He was not my uncle, but that's a story for another day. But I went on a family trip with some friends, some family friends, to Disney World, and that's my story. Had a great time.
That's perfect, man.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so...
someone animate that one.
You know, this one time I went to Disney
clip that
with a
one.
Family friend.
Clip that one,
shit.
Guys. Matt's Disney World story. It's one time I went to Disney World with my family and my family friends.
Matt's crazy Disney World story.
Clip that one, guys. I want the clip channels, the highlight ones to be like me make a crazy thumbnail like Matt's crazy Disney World story.
We don't really have like a highlights channel. Like we have a channel that uploads a highlight every now and then, but we don't have like a dedicated like highlights channel like streamers have.
Yeah. Well,
also like we don't have a video portion, so it's hard to like just clip audio and have that be entertaining. But for some reason people come back to watch it.
We got
to
do what every big video podcast does, where it's like anytime you mention something topical, we'll cut that as a clip. So like let's say
we'll start doing that too. We're going to start doing that.
Ryan McGee on the election.
Yeah.
Super Mega's take on the election.
You're a prophet.
Am I a prophet?
Yeah, I'll be dressed in like a suit and I'll have like I'll have dyed my hair gold, not blonde, gold.
Okay. Okay. I'll be silver.
Okay. I'll dye my beard gold too.
That would look really sick.
I just have a gold hair. Like picture that.
Just like not even blonde, just gold. Like,
yeah.
Like your hair is legitimately like golden.
Yeah. Like, it looks golden.
That's like some shit you'd unlock in a video game after 10 hours of grinding. Like, oh, I got the golden hair.
It's kind of what I unlocked.
And that's something you would definitely...
Sea of Thieves.
Yeah,
that I mentioned last podcast.
How, you been playing more Sea of Thieves?
I have.
Yeah?
I'm thinking of streaming more of it. I know.
No.
Crazy. I enjoy... I thought that I was going to be bored of it, like, once I got Pirate Lord and leveled up and got what I needed to get or whatever in terms of cosmetics, but I'm still having a good old time.
Good old spanking time.
Yeah, we because usually I sail with like Kelly and Justin and one of her friends, whether it's Frank.
Who's Justin?
Or Joe.
Oh yeah.
Well, Frank's my friend too. Joe's also, you know, she's not really my friend. I hate her. I hate her fucking guts.
Joe,
hope she never hears this.
Is this a real person?
What? Yes.
Oh, I saw Joseph in the Technicolor Dreamcoat as a field trip in school.
What is that?
It's a play. Or it's a musical about Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. And it was so bad, dude. It was just such a boring fucking
Technicolor
play.
What?
Dreamcoat. You know what? You've heard of this, right?
No.
Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat?
I've never heard of this.
What?
Shit. This is new to me.
Dude, Joseph from the Bible. And his coat of a million different colors.
Technicolor.
It's Technicolor. I'm not bullshitting you. Unless I'm getting the name completely wrong and this is just...
Joseph's Technicolor Dream Coat?
Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. Wait.
Coat or code?
Coat. Joseph Tech...
So he has like a jacket that's Technicolor.
Dude, I forgot this shit existed. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dream Coat. Musical by Tim Rice. What is the even plot of this? I saw this and this shit sucked. Like, this shit was just so boring. But there was this one, I was in elementary school and there was this woman that was in it. And she was a goddamn sexy bitch.
Damn.
And I remember just, it sexually awakened me. Let me just see what it's about. The show has only a few lines of spoken dialogue. It's almost entirely sung through.
I'm sure that was fun as a kid. Very.
I don't understand what I don't want to read the fucking acts, like act one, act two.
Isn't there like a synopsis on Wikipedia or something
but
you
so
can find?
Long.
Well, then you don't have to read it then. It's fine.
I'm thinking about reading the whole thing maybe.
No, you can if you want.
Dude, it's won some awards. It's got a film starring Danny Osmond.
Danny Elfman?
It just wasn't very good. I thought I was bored by it. I thought it was a damn boring play. And I, you know, I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I'll come out there and publicly say Joseph and his stupid Technicolor dream coat was a bad play.
Does that Sorry. Offend you? No, I was just thinking of a world where, like, I was excited because I, like, wasn't doing much outside of Super Mega or anything. So I decided to be in a play called Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat.
But you were keeping it a secret?
No, now that I hear that you hate it, I'd keep it a secret. 100%.
But you're like...
I'd never invite you hearing what you just said about it.
What you wanted to like... You're playing Joseph?
Yeah, but just imagine I was like... I was going to invite you.
As like a big surprise, like, hey, man.
And now hearing
I
this...
I want to show you something about myself.
And you'd never see it because I'd be too embarrassed.
And you go on to win like a Tony and everything. And you just have to keep it a secret from me because you're just so ashamed. Why don't we just put on a... Okay, so you know how schools can put on like a licensed play?
A licensed play? Yes.
So when schools put on plays, like I think they have to like license it. So like when my elementary school put on the Jungle Book, I remember they had to license it and they had these like official script books that were like from a company. Like,
which is stupid.
Could we technically just like license a play and put it on? Could you and I just license like a
Why wouldn't we write our own play?
Because, dude, I would rather license it because that's a lot easier.
What if
I want to put on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Do you think it would be possible if, like, you and I like got a general idea down and we got actors and stuff, but we told everyone this is just a giant improv show and we could trick the audience to thinking it was a scripted play we wrote, but we were just fucking just... ham-fisting. They're like, it felt so raw.
We're just hoping that the actors are good enough.
I just felt like I was there. Like, felt like they were coming up with it on the spot. I couldn't see the words on the script.
And we only ever do one
free form of thought.
We ever do one showing and it's just amazing. So it's always just known in history. It's like, they wrote the most incredible play. Wow.
And never did it again.
Did it again. But little do they know.
Reminds me of that wonderful Nathan For You where he has to make... What is it? To be able to smoke inside a bar, he staged it to be like
a play. Oh, so it's like a play?
Yeah.
Like the characters are smoking? He has a new video that just came out that's, it's like him. It's like a 9-minute thing where it's a promo for that new show, How To with John Wilson, which he's the producer of, which I watched the first episode of and it's funny. But it's just this video about Nathan Fielder running like a TikTok house. With all these like young like 17-year-old like boys.
Wait, really?
And it's really, really funny. I watched it last night before I went to bed.
Dude, you've been on TikTok a lot more, haven't you?
I have not actually, not at all.
No?
No.
I thought you made an account and shit.
I never went on.
Oh, you didn't?
After I did that.
Because you've been recognizing songs from TikTok.
Well, it's because Jackson and everyone, I always hear TikTok around me.
Yeah.
And I people always text me TikTok, so I'll like click it and watch it. So
I send you some every now and then.
I like the ones of Jacob Sartorius.
Thanks, man.
What a character.
He's really into smoking weed now.
He really likes smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I was high as fuck the other night.
Who could have predicted that an asshole teenager would have turned out to be an asshole adult?
Oh, dude.
Isn't he 18 now?
He's 18 now, yeah.
So he's just so he's just an asshole now. It's not, oh, you can't just, he's a kid. Dude, could you imagine if you were his age? Now we can just be like, he's just a pretentious douche.
If I was his age and had like $7 million, wow,
I'd probably be a pretentious douche too if I like got as famous as he did at his age doing what he did.
Hey man, watch out for those guys.
I made it sound like he like started up like on a pole or something.
Oh, dude, I think he's an innovator.
He was on, was it Musical.ly and then Vine, or Vine and then Musical.ly and then just...
I think it was Musical.ly.
He took the world by storm, man.
I don't know, man.
How come they haven't made a documentary about Jacob Sartorius? You know, Justin Bieber has like, what, two fucking documentaries already? There will
be a
movie.
It'll be a biopic about Jacob Sartorius.
Lady Gaga has a doc. No, Katy Perry had a documentary. Remember when that was the popular thing? The 3D documentaries that would come out like about Michael Jackson or Katy Perry or Justin Bieber.
Why the fuck were they in
3D? I don't know, but do you remember that
shit? I do, yeah.
You don't see those anymore. You don't see like featuring this concert in 3D. Don't you want to see Billie Eilish in 3D?
Why don't they just like go to the, see the concert? Why? I don't want to go sit in. I did see This Is It in theaters. Michael Jackson. I saw that in theaters.
I know a lot of people, a lot of moms did.
I went with my friend's mom and my friend.
I saw the Justin Bieber documentary in theaters.
Never
saying it. The one where he's wearing purple.
Yeah, no, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was his look for a while, was the flippy brown hair and then the purple jacket hoodie.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't go wrong with that look. Did you ever see This Is It? The Michael Jackson one? Because it came out after he died.
Dude, as a kid, I was always creeped out by Michael Jackson. So I couldn't
take it back.
I couldn't develop this love, I guess, for him. Because like, I don't know. I heard his music and like I have an affinity for his music because I didn't know, you know, who he was at the time I was listening to it. But like whenever I would see him on TV and he would talk, I would just be like, what the fuck is going on?
Here's the thing, y'all. Regardless of where you stand on if he did it or not.
He acted weird.
The man was creepy.
That's probably an unfortunate byproduct of like his upbringing.
Yeah.
But like from my perspective as a kid, I'm just saying how I felt at the time.
No,
it was
dude, Michael
creepy.
Jackson was creepy. There's no way around it. You can't be like, no, he was beautiful.
he had a beautiful voice.
Beautiful, so
and,
talented.
And if the allegations are false, then he had a beautiful soul, a beautiful childlike soul.
But he's still creepy.
He still acted in a creepy manner. I'm not going to say he was inherently a creepy dude. Well, but he acted in a creepy way.
I don't know, maybe.
From a kid's perspective, at least from little boy Ryan's perspective. And even now, I feel like if I hung around him, I'd feel uneasy. But luckily, we don't have to. I mean, not luckily. I mean, like, we're not having to be put in that situation. Not, I mean,
our managers are forcing us to hang out with Michael Jackson's hologram.
Dude, Kanye West did a hologram of Kim Kardashian's father and was like, hey, Kim, it's your dad. Happy birthday. You know? I wish I could have seen you grown up all these years. It's just like, could you imagine if like one of your parents dies and as a gift to you, I like act in it. So it's like my voice, but it's like a hologram of your dad is like, hey, champ, you fucking fairy. I miss you so much. Oh,
it's just like the old time. my favorite thing is that because Kanye got it for her at the very end, he's like, and think about how crazy it is. You're married to the most successful man on the planet.
Oh, didn't he? Oh, yeah. I know that's Kanye probably like, this is a funny little joke, but it's
no,
like,
I don't think he thinks it's a funny joke. I think he's like, she needs to realize that I'm the most genius on the planet.
So I'm going
to
use a hologram of, that is just fucking Black Mirror psycho, like manipulative shit. I know it probably comes because, let's be honest, he's not a supervillain. Kanye West probably has like us, he thinks like a child. You know, he works in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. So at least we have that in common.
Yeah.
Very childlike way of thinking. So, you know, it's like, oh, I can get a hologram of that. And then he gets a little jealous. He's like, oh, man, her dad looks handsome in this hologram. Maybe I need to remind her who she's married to. I don't know. He gets jealous of like the fucking dead dad's hologram. Yeah, oh, my God.
The most successful man on the history of the face of the earth.
Dude, I just got like a wave of panic and anxiety thinking about like,
I saw that on your face.
If this clip ever were to like grace the ears of a Kardashian and they like called it out, I'd delete my Twitter.
Dude,
I'd delete my Instagram.
We would just be absolutely,
I would go offline. But you still find me on Twitch.
Nah, dude, I might.
What would you do? Would you just be like, ha-ha, take
if the Kardashians called us out?
And sent a wave of people going, oh, like, man, how dare you speak about my dead hologram father like this? He looked handsome.
I'd try to have some fun with it, maybe.
I think I'd just be too anxious.
It's not going to...
What if they, the Kardashians are rich enough to fucking put a hit on you?
They could,
you know, if politicians can kill people for political purposes, I'm sure the Kardashians can kill you for petty purposes.
Do you think they've had people killed?
The Kardashians?
Of like, I mean, they're like, dude.
In a way, they did through their family lineage of defending OJ Simpson.
I wish that in the hologram, he was like, and by the way, OJ is innocent.
Oh my, dude, that would have been big. Or what if he used it as like a campaign ad at the same time for like Kanye 2020, 2024 maybe?
You're married to the future president of the United States, Kim. You will be the first lady.
He went on Joe Rogan. You know that recently, like a few weeks ago.
Kanye?
Yeah, and it's just like God gave him a vision in a shower to be leader of the free world.
And you think that's crazy?
No, I mean, if you look at the history of people who have run this country, it's what I don't think it's us taking a hit in any. What do you mean?
No, dude.
What about the presidents whose teeth were falling out and they'd use the teeth of their fucking slaves? They were good men.
You got to respect them. I don't care what side you're on. That was the president. I know he owned slaves and had a lot of, you know, affairs with slaves outside of his marriage, but you need to understand he's the president, so you got to respect that.
Exactly. And let's not even talk about the American president who incinerated a Japanese civilian population.
No, but that son of a bitch Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, had that goddamn tan suit on, that goddamn Muslim.
Of all the fucking things Fox could get him on, I don't know. I feel like they should have focused more on the politics of the drone strike shit, but I guess maybe they're pro-war. They probably did.
It's
but like
they drone strike too.
But what?
It's because like Republicans drone strike just the same.
Yeah, well, everyone. That's an issue, wartime
drone
thing.
Striking brown people is an issue they can agree on.
Yeah, true.
That's something they can come to some middle ground on.
So, yeah.
You know.
Well, I feel like they did call him out on everything probably too. Like I don't have a stream in my head of, I don't watch Fox News to begin with, so I'm probably.
Don't lie. Every time I'm throwing stones. You have one in the living room, one in your bedroom, and one in your game room. Probably, I see Fox News.
Probably a very nice, wonderful news source, I'm sure. Like everyone is.
I go to Newsmax now for my news.
I go to the Daily Wire. No, I go to the Daily Beast for my. For my daily news.
Dude, I'm going beast mode right now. Dude, are you going beast mode?
No,
right
actually
now?
I get updated through the Stuckman newsletter.
once a week, Chris Stuckman types up a recap of the world news from his perspective.
Could you, dude? I wish.
Yeah. So this week in the Middle East.
Why isn't he streaming? Does he stream?
He probably watches Netflix.
If he streams, he shouldn't stream video games. He should stream himself just commentating on things on the internet.
I'd love to watch
I feel like that's where he'd shine.
A stream of like Chris Stuckman just like browsing bestgore.com and just like commentating on it. Like, oh man, he got too close to that generator. wouldn't want to do that one. Oops.
He's a tall motherfucker. I saw him once at a con. I've said this before. He's over 6 foot. I just remember he's a big dude.
Hey Siri, how tall is Chris Stuckman? God damn it!
You gotta ask it. Like
I asked, but it decided to ignore me.
Yeah, it does that.
I'll Google it.
Just, you know how tall is
Barron Trump? That's the first thing that comes up.
And I'm an epic 5'11".
Dude, Barron Trump. When's the last time you saw a seventh grader that's like 6'4"? Barron Trump is so tall. How tall is Chris Stuckman? Sorry, I got off.
We all know there was that one tall fucking kid, though, in our school, right?
Yeah. Yes, dude. There was also that kid. Sometimes it'd be the same one, but that kid that in, like, seventh grade looked like he was 30.
Mm-hmm. Like, he'd have, like, his jaw would be fucking a square. What?
No, the Chris Stuckman Wikipedia page came up first, and there's a section, like, below where it's, like, the tiny little facts.
Yeah.
And I misread total views for net worth, and it said 582 million. And I was like,
holy shit. But, like, how tall is
6'4".
Yeah, he's a tall dude. That's I'm really telling you. When I saw him, I was like, holy fuck.
My brother-in-law is 6'5", and he's, you met him. He's 6'5", and he's skinnier than me. And it's like, he's a skinny dude.
Taking shots?
No,
are you gonna fight him during the holidays now?
No, I'm not going to see him on the holidays. I was, but now,
yeah.
But this is my chance to bulk up. So next time I see him, I can really kick his ass.
True.
Right now it's like two stick bugs fighting.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But and the next time you see him, which will probably be mid next year.
Yeah.
Right? When all this is done.
Fingers crossed, man.
Baby.
Let's get that vaccine, baby. Let me suck that shit down, man. Put it in a baby bottle. Stick it up my ass. I don't care. Just get that vaccine in my bloodstream.
Full blast, baby. Full blast.
I will boof the vaccine, dude.
I will drink a glass of it. I'd love to boof the vaccine.
That's the best. That's a way more direct shot to your line to your bloodstream. And I don't like needles. You don't like needles. So why not do that?
It's why can't they just like put it in like a liquid form, maybe like even like put it in like everyone gets a fucking like make it a funny little thing. Come on, give everyone a Corona beer with the Corona vaccine in it, and then people could like fucking butt chug it and get it instantly. Because you know how instantly you become drunk.
Oh,
butt chug something.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it, but
yeah, I saw Steve-O do it.
Yeah,
dude, that would be so funny if they got Corona beer to sponsor the vaccine.
Yeah.
And then dude, the vaccine, like the shot looks like a tiny little Corona bottle with the logo on it.
And yep.
Then,
and you go,
so you have some fun with
it. You can suck it up. You can put it in your bum.
You can put it in, those are the two ways. You can put it up your ass or you can suck it up. Most people choose sucking it up, but I'm going to be one of the people that's going to be first in line for putting it up the ass.
I just feel like inserting something into my ass when my friends are circled around me is, I guess people like, when people butt chug, is it like, oh, we're going to stick a bottle in our friend's ass?
I think it's more of a funny thing than a, hey guys, you want to get drunk?
Okay. But even so, your asshole has to dilate a good bit for that bottle to even get in there a little
not
bit.
Not a huge amount. Like
more than your like.
Well, think about when you take a shit. Think about the
shit is soft. It's not glass.
Not
Matt.
For everyone.
It's not solid like glass. Glass retains all of its fucking structure.
I promise you, I could stick a Corona bottle in my ass.
No, we all could. I'm saying that like sticking a solid object in your ass is a lot different than poop coming out of your ass.
That's true. I get nervous at the
That's why people have
glass
to,
in my ass.
That's why people have to use butt plugs.
I get very nervous.
They wear them out. You've seen them all these people in fucking Hollywood, these liberals with their fucking butt plugs. You know, all these boys in skirts wearing their like Rick and Morty butt plugs in California.
No, my dad used to wear when we go out, and I remember you could see it through the pants a little bit. It's more the idea of inserting glass into my ass, you know, like
seen that video.
Of course I've seen that video.
Okay.
We've all seen that video.
Oh, that's the
name a shock video. I've probably seen it.
Have you seen the one where the dude like
he lived though?
Have you seen the sandbox one?
Yes, I've seen
that. Oh, that one sucks.
I've seen that one too.
How?
I don't know how. I don't want to know how. Dude, those things.
See, I was like
stick with you.
I was BME and Two Girls One Cup, and then I was and then Mr. Hands, and then I was out.
Oh, the BME Pain Olympics?
Yeah. That was like my first one.
Yeah. My first one was I think Lemon Party.
Was that actually real or did it prove to be fake?
The Pain Olympics?
Yeah.
No, I think it's really a dude cutting his pork and beans up.
Oh, damn. Poor guy. Well, I mean, he's the one that did it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think he's really, too upset about it because he thought it would be funny for some internet points. You know.
It was shocking.
It was very shocking.
I was like, damn, he really be cutting off his penis.
I know, dude.
Chopping. Sorry, he was chopping off his penis.
He was having fun with it, man.
Wasn't he like tow, tow, tow,
tow, tow. Was it real though?
I don't know. How would you be able to get past the pain? Imagine picture real quick being kicked in the nuts. Now picture cutting your balls off and fucking hacking away at it. Maybe you could take something. Maybe you could numb yourself up.
BME Pain Olympics. Real. I gotta see this now.
Is it real?
Well, I'm looking it up.
What are people saying? Check Snopes, dude.
Much of the video is fake. Some of the amputation was real, though.
What?
I don't understand how.
Wait.
Oh, wait. Let's
okay.
see.
Okay.
There's a Wikipedia page. Shannon LaRotte was the creator, former editor, and publisher of BME Zine, an online magazine for coverage of extreme body modifications. I'm just looking up real quick the penis video. Oh, this is a long Wikipedia page. I can't find it.
Can you just do BME Pain Olympics
Real
Wikipedia?
I looked up BME Pain Olympics Real, and it was just a bunch of garbage. If anyone knows, or if the guy's listening right now, maybe he's a big fan of Super Mega.
True.
You know? Meat Spin was actually the first one I probably saw.
Meat Spin doesn't count. That's just kind of like a, oh, dude.
Oh, man.
It's just,
you spin 200 me spin.
Right round. Dog, how did you get up to 500 spins, dude?
Then Lemon Party. Remember Lemon Party?
Yeah, that one's, I'd say that one's worse than, dude, Meat Spin's not even, close to that.
It's just a bunch of old men sucking each other off.
Yeah, that one's funny too.
You know what one was bad though? It was Blue Waffle.
That's disgusting.
That was like the first one.
I was in high school, I think, when that was going on.
I was young and it's like, ooh, look up Blue Waffle. And I was like, ooh, Blue Waffle. And that was probably the first picture I ever saw of a vagina. So
what?
That really freaked me out.
In high school?
No, dude. Blue Waffle's old.
Is it?
Yeah. Very old.
Fuck, maybe I can't remember. Dude.
Shit's disgusting.
Sometimes I mix time frames.
And then from there, my sensitivity to the internet only got better.
Well, yeah. Because they had sites started to be dedicated to that.
And they had even subreddits dedicated to that. But none. Well,
/ Super Mega.
Yeah.
You know how it is. But there's actually a Wikipedia page for shock videos. So we should all, we should do a live stream. We just watch them all.
Okay. See, we can live stream on Pornhub.
How quickly would we get banned?
On Pornhub, not on Pornhub.
If it's gore stuff, probably you can get banned.
Oh, you're right. Is there no, like,
I don't think there's gore on
free
Pornhub.
Stream site. Is there a way you could just stream yourself on the internet watching it then?
Just use your own website.
Yeah.
Come to supermegashow.net where we'll be running the gauntlet.
And also thank you to everyone who decided to purchase some merch for their Black Friday Christmas gift type
for real
stuff.
The support is immaculate. We worked very hard on this merch, and seeing you guys enjoy it so much got us real excited to do more in the future, so keep your eyes peeled, and all of that should be shipping out soon. And if you have any questions about the merch, respond to the email that Second City Prints sent with your email, like your order confirmation.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you didn't get that, then you can email orders@secondcityprints.com. And they will be, they're helping us out with the customer service and the shipping, because 2 years ago we did it on our own and very quickly realized that was very hard. A lot of work. A lot of work that, especially around the holiday seasons, we don't have time for because we're too busy being epic. Too busy filming videos, too busy playing video games.
Fuck yeah.
Too busy reading our lines for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And too busy watching the BME Pain Olympics all at the same time.
I'm too busy reading the Bill of Rights and trying to memorize the Constitution back to front.
Tell me what's the preamble?
It starts with, sorry, let me clear my throat. All men are epic and created equal under God, and therefore we shall be given land, except for those dirty people who we will enslave.
Okay.
Amen. Right?
Yeah.
Imagine word for word that. I mean, like, would you be surprised?
No. You go to the Constitution or the Bill of Rights and you read the preamble. You're like, let's see what kind of inspirational shit there is. And just this like tiny little two sentence thing like, all men are epic, and essentially, basically, in like short form, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I had to memorize the preamble in seventh grade and recite it to my teacher as like some like assignment.
Do you still know any of it?
No. And
do you know any of the Magna Carta?
No, I don't know any of the Magna Carta.
It's a shame.
I don't even know what the Magna Carta is. What is the Magna Carta?
It's kind of like the not precursor. I guess precursor to the Constitution.
Is it like they, like what they wrote? They were like, we're going to go.
These are the rules. Like when they first got here, and then they, you know, they evolved it. Like think of Pokemon into the Constitution or some shit like that.
Okay. Then they really put an Everstone on the Constitution. I really.
God's in the Constitution, so he's real. Sorry.
Shit.
Then why did they? So if God's not real, then why did they mention him in the Constitution?
Damn it.
Anyways, go on, Matt.
Like a debate on stage. Like, oh, fuck. You're right. I had to memorize the preamble. And I remember I went up and I sat down in front of my teacher in her little trailer. And she was
Bill Mann, the Christian man versus Bill Nye, the science guy.
Bill Nan, the Christian man. Bill Nye, the science guy. It's perfect. But basically, I got so nervous. I said the first, I was like, we the peep. I got so nervous. And she's like, Matthew, go sit down at your desk. You take a minute to catch your breath. And then you come back and do it again. And I was like, okay. So I went back down to my desk. And then she called me back up. She's like, Matthew, go eat a banana. Because bananas contain a chemical that will calm your nerves.
So potassium?
I don't know. And I did.
I remember in Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves, they had to feed the big kid a big banana. So he was a normal size kid. And it was a normal size banana, but they were small. So they were big.
That's right. Yeah. But I ate
then
the banana.
Then the sister had to like force him to chew.
Uh-huh.
You remember that scene? Passed out on the kitchen floor?
I don't remember
shit?
That specific scene, to be honest.
Mm. It's unfortunate. It's a beautiful scene.
No, I know. I'm sure it sounds like a beautiful scene. It sounds very touching, very moving. But I did. I then went back and I read the preamble like 6 out of 10. So I ended up doing it.
You got a 6 out of 10? That's a 60. That's an F.
I don't know why that's an F, because 6 out of 10 is more than half. Failing should be anything below half. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't want stupid people running this country. Oh, wait. Uh-oh.
Student, sound the alarms.
Uh-oh.
The
stupid alarms.
I don't get why 69 was an F in South Carolina. Like, bro, that's 7/10. Like, of...
Oh, yeah, 70 is... Well, not anymore. They changed it, right?
Yeah, a little bit, I think.
90 to 100, right? Yeah. Then 80 to 89 or 79 to 80?
80 to 89, but when we were in school, remember, it was like 93 was the last...
Was the A, yeah.
85 was the last way to get a B. And it's like 69, that's still 7/10 of 100. That's like...
75 was a D, right?
Yeah.
Is it a C now? Or is it still a D?
I don't... They should just go by the 10 points.
I always know that. No, 80... 79 is a D.
Dude, I love...
Because 80 is C, is the last C, right?
I think so.
So D is 70 to 79. Yeah.
But failing is still 60?
69.
Yeah.
And under.
I always say, why don't they have E as a grade? A, B, C, D, F?
Go straight to F. Come on.
Why? Where's the E? Where'd the E go? Huh? Tell me that.
I can, like, pull back.
Foreskin?
Yeah, I can. I don't have foreskin.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
You can pull back what, though?
I forgot. Something. I was reaching into my childhood. Was grabbing that sucker by his polo shirt and his pocket watch necklace that he wore for a week in elementary school for some reason.
That's badass, man.
I know. That's why I wore it.
I got something for you to reach into.
Your pants?
This big bag of ad reads.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
After this podcast, I'm going to go buy those products.
I think I teared up a little bit listening to some of them as well.
And I'll buy those products again and again and again.
Yeah, yeah.
I've already bought them all several times, as you heard in the ads, but I will buy them again.
Yep.
Good stuff. Anyway, it's December. So it's the last month of 2020.
Fuck, it is December 1st.
We've entered the last month of 2020.
Oh, time has gone by so fast.
That's what she said.
Stop it.
Sorry.
Stop.
Sorry. But I'm excited that it's the end of 2020. I'm just ready for a brand new, something new. Just something new. Just a new, a Bugatti? Reset. A new Bugatti would be cool too.
Yeah.
You know, but I know like it's not really, nothing's really going to change when it's 2021, but just being out of 2020 will feel good.
All of 2020 is sent. Well, I feel like, okay, we went to Vegas.
We went to Universal January, with the boys.
Universal with the boys.
And then
nothing else. Well, Justin came and visited.
Yep.
With Kelly.
So we had a good first little, you know, and then the rest of the year was doo-doo feces.
And,
you know?
Yeah.
So now, really, it's just, it's exciting to, because this year's just been a big doo-doo sandwich. So it's exciting to start something new.
Poopy, stinky, stinky.
There was doodle stinky. And feces thrown all over the wall.
It's disgusting. It smears everywhere.
So it has a smell. Is it good enough for you? Mm. Has a smell.
Oh.
I love Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah, I know.
What? He's dead.
He'd still be coming out with shit. Think about that.
Wouldn't he? When he's old, yeah.
Like old people come out with shit all the time.
Yeah, dude. He'd be like, he'd be 62 this year.
You never stop being a musician.
What would Michael Jackson look like as an old man? You know? Like if he'd lived, I wonder what he would have looked like.
So wait, was there ever a solidified answer for like
Jamona?
Like
his death?
Skin pigmentation shit?
No.
It's still just up in the air?
Well, he said he had vitiligo, I think is what it's called.
But like, is that like, is it just people being mean, confirmed. Being like, okay, Michael? Or is it like legitimately like,
I think, and I might be wrong, but what I think I heard was that.
Which a lot of the times is we both are wrong. Yeah. A lot of the time.
I think that there wasn't any evidence that he had that or something. And more people think that he bleached his skin.
Mm-hmm.
But
I thought the bleaching skin thing was the rumors. Like, oh, he bleached his skin. He wanted to be more white.
Well, I mean, I could see that fully. Cause I mean, like what a transformation of a person, right?
It's just weird. There was this one period where it just jumped.
I searched Michael Jackson skin and some Minecraft skins came up. So I know in the next episodes of Minecraft, I'm just going to do a different Michael Jackson skin for like five episodes, but health and appearance of Michael Jackson skin color. Let's see. Dude, that's a badass outfit though. When he looked, dude, this was the coolest look for Michael Jackson.
That one.
Where he has like the one glove.
But he already got like plastic surgery stuff done. Was there a reason he got that stuff done other than like celebrity?
Plastic surgery?
Yeah. Insecurity? Did he actually have some sort of medical or was it just like.
No. I mean, it's just insecurity.
You know, the biggest thing I know him for is the blanket incident.
Oh, look at blanket. Oops.
Yeah, that one.
I know. From the mid-1980s, Jackson's appearance began to change. Imagine this is about Jackson Tucker. The changes to his face, particularly his nose, triggered widespread speculation of extensive cosmetic surgery, and his skin tone became much lighter. He was diagnosed with the skin disorder vitiligo, which results in white patches on the skin and sensitivity to sunlight. To treat the condition, he used fair-colored makeup and likely skin whitening prescription creams to cover up the uneven blotches of color caused by the illness.
Oh, so he, instead of just being blotchy, he just went fully white.
That makes sense, I guess.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, dude, he had a, wait. We're all preparing for a series of comeback concerts scheduled to begin in July 2009. Jackson died of acute propofol and benzodiazepine intoxication after suffering cardiac arrest on June 25th, 2009. his personal physician, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in his death, sentenced to 4 years in prison.
So technically Michael Jackson was murdered? Or no, murder has intent, right?
Yeah, he wasn't. He was manslaughter, because I guess the doctor was giving Michael his milk. That's what he called it.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's my milk. I need my benzodiazepines. That's my milk. And then he, you know, ended up, whoop. Because I guess he needed that to sleep.
Yeah.
Which benzos, that's like Xanax and stuff. So it's like a mixture of drugs. And then his doctor was like, here you go, Michael. Uh-oh.
No, Michael.
No, not that much, Michael. And unfortunately, there goes the king of pop. The prince of pop.
The doctor's fault.
Oh, he went to jail.
Yeah.
Dude, just imagine being the dude that killed Michael Jackson.
No.
That's a heavy weight to shake off your shoulders.
I can't imagine.
I can't, dude.
I never even met the guy.
Yeah, so I am actually, you might have heard of me, like on a speed date. Yeah, so I actually am, I was a doctor, first of all.
And I'm actually Michael Jackson. Well, I was Michael Jackson's.
What happened there? Whoops.
Main physician.
Have you ever heard of Michael Jackson? Yeah, you have? Okay, well, funny thing about that, well, I used to know him. Did you know that?
Could you imagine, like, going, like, Tim Allen going to, like, some ho-dunk, like, town, and they, like, cook his eggs wrong or some stupid bullshit like that, and then he just turns, like, hey, what's with the eggs? And they go, sorry, sir. Sir, I'm more than just that. Sorry, what? You don't know who I am. Does Buzz Lightyear ring a bell? Like, I wonder if, like, actors have ever used their, like, childhood, like, their, like, child characters as, like, an intimidation move.
Definitely, dude. Definitely.
Do you have any idea who I voiced?
I bet actors do that shit all the time.
Do you have any idea who I voiced? I was Woody.
Dude, if I voiced a famous cartoon character that didn't sound like my voice, I would...
So you won't get back in that box.
It would never not be entertaining for me to do that to people. Not in a mean way, but just like...
Do you have any idea who I am?
Not like that, but like just to like... If I was SpongeBob's voice, just to bust it out on a waitress, like, thank you! Or like if someone asks, like, if they start getting a clue, like, are you that person? Be like, do the voice back and they'd freak out.
Like the Bart Simpson woman?
I was literally just thinking about that. She's weird, man.
How she just goes up to people and is like, hey, man, you're cool, bro. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you? No, really.
I like that. Are you talking about that one video where she's doing it to the guy? He's like, oh, that's a good impression.
Yep.
She's like,
no, I'm really Bart, man.
Oh, are you? Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
Eat my shorts.
Oh, wow. She's a Scientologist. She got in trouble for all that shit because she was using Bart Simpson's voice unauthorized for Scientology voicemails about events and stuff.
Scientology's been laying low for a bit. I haven't seen them acting up. I mean, they're acting up consistently, constantly, all the time. But, you know, people have calmed down. You know, people are bored of Scientology.
Well, people just need to stop asking where Shelley Miscavige is. She's fine. Stop worrying about it. The president of Scientology, his wife, yes, she's been missing for 8 years. Yes, there's been no investigation into it, but she's fine. Her friends even said they tried to contact her, and then they said that her husband said no, she's just busy.
Matt,
so
they're coming after you.
Not coming after me. Do it.
Don't
do that. That's just a joke.
You know how much they have? They have all the money in the world.
They beat the IRS, yeah. Very powerful.
They might just throw a lawsuit your way.
Why? For shits and giggles?
I mean, you just stated facts.
That's the thing. She has been missing for like 8 or so years.
Uh-huh.
And not even her close friends or family have been able to get in contact.
Don't worry about it.
And then the church just says, she's been very focused on her work.
Yeah. She's a dedicated artist.
Yeah.
Think about it.
She's working very hard. I don't think she's dead, but I think she's maybe being held somewhere. Like the hole.
The hole?
Yeah.
Like it puts the lotion on its skin or it the hose again. Why'd I make him Cockney?
Oh, I'm just trying something new. a new accent if you like it. No, the hole is that place in the like near Riverside where it's that it's like that compound of the trailers.
Is that where like where they throw the people who misbehave?
It's like a prison. That
did she have a history of misbehaving?
You know how women will be, Ryan.
Did he remarry?
No. But you saw Going Clear, right? The HBO documentary?
Yeah.
It's a, there's a part in that with like the musical chairs. Remember that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Where it basically it's like a detention camp or it's like a re-education camp that they send people to against their will. And then they're there for, you know, and they're kind of tortured.
Yeah. It's just in general, just a very manipulative.
It's literally it's legal club. And it's there right now.
This club.
And that's probably where she is. Or let's just say maybe she got in touch with Michael Jackson's doctor, you know.
Such a poor taste.
What is? What do you mean?
This poor woman's life.
No,
she's
dude,
probably gone through so much mental trauma.
I just genuinely wonder where she is. It's crazy. But like no one, the thing that's fucked up is that no one will, like no one looks into it. Just because psychology is so scary.
If you care so much.
Am I going to, I'm going to do a super mega series.
I didn't say super mega.
You don't want to help.
I feel like you need a.
You don't want to help me find this missing woman.
Well, I feel like you know you. After ouch, what can you possibly do? And I feel like this is the only next best thing.
I'm seeking the first feature.
Yes.
From Shelly Miscavige.
Yeah.
In a commercial song, so I need to get in touch with her really bad. Oh God, dude, are they gonna look in our windows at night now? We live in the city of Scientology.
I know.
Someone in my neighborhood, right down the street from me, has a huge Scientology magnet on their car. So, you know.
It is interesting because they do feed off of like the like your neighbor. They feed off of them to, I guess, keep the people like Tom happy, keep the higher-ups happy.
That's why I can't watch Tom. Like, he's in one of my favorite movies, but like, I still have a hard time kind of getting over the fact, like, after all the things I've heard about him.
Yeah, I have the same thing with Little Bill.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a hard one for me too. But basically,
I can't watch that show now. I used to watch it all the time.
I can't watch that shit at all, man. Knowing what Little Bill does when he grows up, it just completely ruins it. Is it Lil Bill?
Little Bill.
Little Bill.
Lil Bill.
Hey, Lil Bill.
Maybe it is. No, it's Little
is
Bill.
Is it Lil Bill or
it's Little Bill? I'm thinking of the logo, and I don't think of Lil. I think of Little.
I think of Little Bill too. But you know, you don't say Lil Wayne, you say Little Wayne.
Say Lil Wayne?
No, you say Little Wayne.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Not if you know his name.
It's pronounced Little Wayne.
It's pronounced Lil Wayne.
It's spelled L-I-L, but it's pronounced Little Wayne.
Well, I'm not going to pronounce it like that.
Yes, you yes you are.
he should. I know he may. He's like, oh, the name doesn't look as cool if it's spelled Little.
But it's
imagine if it was Stuart Lil.
Stuart Lil.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Stuart Lil. Lil? No, I just wanted to.
No, I don't think it's a surprise they got a white mouse. Is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I really want to just convince some impressionable youth out there that it is Lil Wayne instead of Lil Wayne. So they just start.
Are you trying to gaslight me?
I was, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was also trying to gaslight the audience too. Like, oh no, it's Lil Wayne. No, I heard on a podcast it's actually Lil Wayne. Little Marlon Wayne.
Little Marlon.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? Him? That guy?
Like the Wayne's brothers? Like Marlon Wayne?
And what's the other one?
I don't know. There's a bunch of them. There's like three of them, four
one
of them.
Is one of them in Big Mama's house?
Maybe. Two of them are in Little Man.
Okay, yeah. I feel like those were definitely made by the same people. Big Mama's house and Little Man.
Little Man. Did you remember Little Man?
Yeah. Why?
Did you see Little Man in theaters like I did?
Oh, you saw it in theaters?
I saw Little Man in theaters, baby.
Damn. If I could go back in time.
Did you see The Pacifier in theaters?
With Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
No.
With Vin Diesel? No, I didn't see that. I watched that one at my cousin's house in Seattle years ago.
Did you see Shark Boy and Lava Girl?
Of course I saw Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Did you see what's going on now?
Yeah. The new one?
Yeah.
We Could Be Heroes?
How come Taylor Lautner's not in it? What has he been in?
That would be great for his career. It's like, honestly, when these stars...
It would honestly have made him way more popular.
Oh, yeah. When these child stars go back and reconnect like in a like on the nose way. Like Rebecca Black is big again.
Dude, I remember he was in one of the most fucking awful, most unforgettable movies, Taylor Lautner. It was like after the Twilight shit ended and, you know, they all started doing their separate projects. Well, he of course went into action movies because he looks the way he does.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah. And it was just so fucking bad. It was just like about some kid. And I think the guy who played Malfoy's dad played his dad or played someone in it. I can't fucking remember. It's like, essentially, it's like, I'm a secret agent now because I can't even fucking remember the plot. I gotta remember. Let me see if I can find the name of this movie. Think of the most generic action movie name and let's see if it can come any close to the actual title. Think
Cold
of it.
Cold Steel.
Wait, what did you just say?
Cold Steel.
Cold Steel. Okay.
Or like, or just like a single word.
Or it might be his name.
Like it's not a very common word. Like, hold on.
Holy shit. It's just literally called Abduction.
Yeah. I was about to say, it's like just a word like that, where it's like just a Abduction or,
I guess he's not a secret agent. I can't remember what the fuck happened in this movie. Wait, is this the movie I'm thinking of?
Critical.
Where's the Malfoy dad? Did I place him in another movie? Oh, yeah, there he is. Jason Isaacs plays Kevin.
He's on Malfoy's on Cameo now.
Is he?
And so is Aaron Hansen and Daniel Avedon.
What about Ninja Brian?
I tried to get you a cameo from Danny, giving you some advice, but it wouldn't go through. And yesterday I ordered you a cameo from Chuck Norris and he canceled it.
What? Why?
I guess he didn't want to say what I told him.
What did you tell him?
I don't remember. It wasn't even bad or anything. I think it was just like, he's like, I'm not doing this.
Dude, what if you just started, because Danny would be like, well, joke's on them. They're paying me. But we just like paid him just to say stupid shit. Like,
he wouldn't even know it's from us.
No, we make it very obvious it is us.
I got one from Jax Films for myself. Where I made it, I included a video of myself with it, asking for a cameo just on like, just congratulating me. I was going to post it, but I forgot. But I really, man, I think I should get a cameo from Danny right now. Would you like that?
Yeah.
For you?
You care? Could you buy one right now?
I can go and buy one right now.
And if he does it, we can play it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Not now.
But
of course.
At the very end.
Or maybe, who knows if he'll get it in by then. It might have to wait till next episode.
Yeah, we'll start the next episode with it. You know, how's that?
If he doesn't cancel it.
Okay, this is, I don't know if this is bad, but I'm going to say that, hold on, for a friend to Grandma Joe. No, to Grandma Joe Jackson. No. Sorry. To Mima.
Dude, that's actually my grandmother. Mima.
No, Mima.
Yeah, it's the same shit though.
Select this occasion. I'm gonna say pep talk and pronoun she, her. And the instructions is, I'm going to say, my Mima, recently she found out.
She's going bald.
Recently she found out she's going bald and has.
So she's been looking for wigs.
Been really upset. She's looking for wigs.
And, as I type this.
And is so.
Say as I type this.
She's looking for wigs as I type this and is so inspired by yours. Could you maybe give her a few words of encouragement? Okay.
So read it out.
All right. My Mima, believe it or not, has been a fan of Ninja Sex Party since it began. Recently, she found out she's been going bald and has been really upset. She's looking for wigs as I type this and is inspired by yours.
Could you give her a few words? I think that's a dead giveaway. He won't do it if you keep that part in.
Yes,
you
will.
No, he won't. No, he won't, Matt. You know he won't.
I know he will.
Like yours.
Because he might just think it's like a very innocent oh, wait, I got to change my name. It says it's from Matt Watson.
I still think he's going to decline it because of that.
He might not even realize it's me, man.
I think the like yours comment.
He might just think that she actually thinks. All right, so you requested booked.
Come on.
Talent.
He's not going to.
Talent requested Dan Avidan, video for me.
He's not going to accept that shit.
We'll see. I'm going to get a video where he's sitting there in his little his little New York Giants beanie in his closet, I think.
Wait, how many videos does he have just uploaded?
They all look like the same thumbnail.
Wait, are they, do you upload like your personal, like?
No, you can let it be public if you, when I, like when I book my zipper, XYZ.
Wait, when you book one, so like all of your awkward like little like, hey, can just be saved for the public. It's just there. It's kind of like TikTok.
If
just
the
for,
person that books it allows it. So I said no.
But a lot of them did.
A lot of them did. So it's like, here, let me just, let's see what Danny's third most recent one is real quick. Here we go. Let's see. For Doug.
Didn't they
come? Doug, what's going on, man? This is a message from myself and Rachel. Rachel tells me that you're a great dude and you're 24 and you're struggling a little bit with where to go in life.
I don't.
Well, Doug,
seems
I hope
very
you,
personal.
I hope you found the answers. Happy 24th. It's not your birthday, but you're 24, so I could say happy 24. I'm 24 too, Doug. See, Doug, you paid for a cameo from Dan, and now you're getting one from Matt and Ryan. So you got the 2-for-1 special. I'll give you some advice, Doug. You don't know where to go in life right now. That's a very normal feeling. Luckily, I know where I'm going. So
straight to hell.
Actually, I might be, but the road is going to be paved in gold. So, Doug, I know where I'm going. Very successful. So I hope you figure it out. And just be more like me.
Yeah.
And that one's free. That's free
just
advice.
Fall in the lap of success, mm-hmm. like us.
It's not that hard, buddy. Not that hard.
You think we'd be better in Vegas with our odds? Come on.
I know. Well, you were pretty good in Vegas. I lost a couple hundred smackaroons.
I think I ended up going positive 200.
You did. Yeah, you did go positive with that HIV test.
Dude.
Gotcha.
I just love blackjack. Blackjack is so much fun to me.
Blackjack is just...
Sound like a big old drunk when I said that. Blackjack is so much fun to me.
Well, usually you're a big old drunk when you play blackjack because they keep bringing you free drinks.
They do.
They're like, ooh, sir, can I get you...
And I rarely drink, so it always hits me like extra heavy. Dude, one drink. Like even one like cider will kind of make me feel pretty buzzed.
I mean, it's smart of them to give you free drinks because then you're going to make bigger, stupider moves.
And have more fun.
Yeah, it's more fun. I want to play craps.
Hey, how stupid were those moves? I went positive $200 in Vegas. Come on.
Remember we sat by that random guy?
Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm making up that I went
positive. No, you went positive. I remember. You came out like $300.
Okay.
Remember we sat next to that dude that we didn't know and we watched him play and he was fucking bawling. He was doing so well and he was talking to us.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, my flight's in 2 hours, but I think I'm going to push it back. And then he lost a bunch of money right in front of us, right? Like, didn't he win a shit ton and then lose it all?
Yep.
And, ooh, you think?
It was a slow decline.
Yeah, that's right. That was sad. Because he was like, oh, $6,000. Uh-oh.
And we were actually like, oh, okay, dude.
He's
yeah.
Like, you boys are my good luck charms. And then he's all of a sudden, he's like, well, there goes all of my money.
Technically,
and I've missed my flight.
I think it was like when you joined him, because he was doing well solo. And then when you joined him and added another thing, like he started doing worse. And I was wondering if he's just like, God damn it.
Do you think like still to this day, he's like, you know, I was, I'll never forget it. It's like it was yesterday. I was on a roll in Vegas, you know, had more money than I'd ever seen in my life that I'd know what to do with. And I had it and luck was on my side. And then this spindly little white boy comes and sits down next to me and starts talking my ear off about how he's some big YouTuber, some big famous.
So much walking in Vegas.
I know, man. So much walking Phoenix fans, you know, get me out of there. I don't want to see those people anymore. Being creative, man. You gotta
know.
Give me that.
I know. You're a very creative man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I hope that guy's doing well, wherever he is. And Doug, I hope that you're doing. What if it's the same person? What if the guy that asked?
What if it's like Doug from the cartoon?
No. What if Doug that asked for the cameo from Dan because he's not sure where he's going in life?
Is Skeeter Black?
Is No. And it's the same Doug. It's the same Doug that we sat next to in Vegas that lost all that money, and that's why he doesn't know where he's going.
Oh my God, there is Skeeter then.
I don't even know. Is he blue?
Yeah, but like,
is blue black?
Yeah, but like, is he just supposed to, like, what is he? Who's he? There's no blue people. Is there
blue people actually? And I watched literally this weekend. I watched a video on them in Kentucky.
I'm gonna look up
Kentucky blue.
I'm gonna look
people.
Up what Skeeter's ethnicity, because I'm actually interested. What is
Aqua American?
So stupid.
There's real blue. Stop. There's real blue people in Kentucky. Have you ever seen them?
Blue. Aha, dude. Doug creator Jim Jenkins said Skeeter is indeed black, even though he never developed the character with race in mind.
What?
It's pretty common knowledge that Skeeter was African American, he said.
But he's blue?
Yeah.
Look, speaking of blue, have you seen these people? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Nice. Yo, I have seen this before.
The blue guys?
Yeah, the blue men group.
No, I'm
no, thinking, I know.
Yeah, the guys from Kentucky. I think, isn't it due to like inbreeding? So they're all blue? Wow, these guys are like straight up blue. That's wild, man.
Skeeter's like super mega blue. Put a beard on him and a hat.
Wait.
Ryan McGee from Super Mega?
If Skeeter's super mega blue, does that mean canonically your super mega character's black? In the eyes of the guy that created Doug? If he saw it, he'd instantly be like, oh yeah, he's black. Right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Like in his art, like if my character went into Doug's world, I would be black.
Yeah, actually you would.
But we don't live in Doug's world.
We don't.
We live in God's world.
We live in the Christ's world.
Yes.
Where blue people are blue people and black people are black people. While the creator of Doug lives in this fantasy land where he thinks he can just change the laws of reality.
Gingers are green.
Yeah, what? Yeah, he thinks he can just make things up and everyone's going to go along with it. Well, guess what? I'm not sitting down for that. I'm standing up.
Doesn't Doug have like 4 strands of hair?
Yeah, dude. I don't know what's up with all these cartoons. Like Charlie Brown does too. And so does Caillou. It's like all these bald fuckers. Did you know any kids that were bald growing up? And I'm not talking like...
Maybe.
Not a shaved head, like balding bald. Because if he only has 4 strands, then he's like... really, really poorly balding. So yeah. That's what that means.
Oh, you mean like a bald kid is in like, he would have like a, what you would think of like a stepdad haircut where it would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, like the very receding hairline.
Where it's like curl, yeah.
The old horseshoe pattern. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
The old Jimbo is what I like mm-hmm. to call it. Got him, Mom. High five, Mother.
Oh, God.
Because she still listens to every podcast episode.
Hey, Cecile.
I really enjoyed it.
Got a word of advice. Maybe try marrying someone who has some hair next
yeah.
time.
Yeah, well, she did.
Well, what happened there?
Oh, well, ooh, yeah.
Looks like it's time for a divorce.
I know. It wasn't one of those situations. Usually, you know, like your parents, they at least stick through to, you know, when you leave the house.
Yeah.
I had that. I was just christening the house with my presence.
Yeah. And does your dad still have hair?
Yes, he does. But his dad was bald.
That's all I'll
and
say
And my
about
mom's
that.
Dad is bald.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you got lucky.
I don't know.
I told you my 23andMe said 81% chance of no hair loss by the age of 40.
Damn. Over halfway there.
Yep. Living on a prayer. You know what I'm saying?
Living on a prayer.
Bye.